The Rangers trying to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Red Sox over an hour rain delay at the start of this one. Eventually, they get going with Andrew Cashner on the hill for Texas, getting some run support in the second with the man on, Ruben Odor, facing Doug Fister.
Holding on to Adrian Beltre probably would have worked out very well. As this ball is hit high and deep to right field, it is out of here, gone! Number 16 for Ruben Odor, a two-run shot. And the Rangers are out front first by a score of 2-0.
Here's Carlos Gomez. First pitch misses. He swings 1-0 and hits a high drive to left. Benintendi back watching this one. Get out of here! Solo home run for Carlos Gomez. His 12th of the season, and the Rangers lead 3-0. 1-2. Swinging a ball. Shot through the right side of base hit. Profar comes home to score. Gomez goes the other way to give the Rangers a 6-0 lead.
And here's a ball that is hit high and deep to left field, and it is gone. Two-run home run for Xander Bogaerts, which breaks up the no-hitter that Andrew Cashner was working on and also makes that shutout disappear. And on an 0-2 count, Andrew Cashner sees his bid for a no-hitter go away on Xander Bogaerts' 6th home run of the year.
Yeah, that's a nice job by Bogaerts, because that's where Andrew has been pounding the ball. Might not have got it 0-2 exactly where he wanted it, but it was not a bad pitch. It was tailing in, maybe a strike, maybe a little bit inside, but Bogaerts is a good hitter.
And it is lifted to center field. Carlos Gomez has got a beat on it. He hauls it in, and the inning is over. But a very nice night for Andrew Cashner. 7 innings in the book, 2 runs, none of which are earned.
Rangers snap a 3-game skid, taking an 8-2. Andrew Cashner the victory, allowing just 2 unearned runs in 7 innings. He took a no-hitter into the 6th. Elvis Andrews placed on the paternity leave list. Jurickson Profar recalled from AAA. He had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. The Rangers snap a 3-game skid. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
Yes, he was. Big-time performance by Cash. Really, I think he went out there, put a foot down, 94 fastballs. I think there were only 2 off-speed pitches that were put in play. One for an infield single, another one was a fly ball. I mean, the sinker was pretty dynamic for him. They stuck with it. Great pitch for him tonight. Great focus. When we get performances like that, obviously that sets up everything for our offense. You get our guys back in the dugout. They know what to do when they're in the batter's box. Well, it's huge. In the game of baseball, we talk about it all the time, having different skill sets, being able to do different things. Luke Roy's played first base in Milwaukee. He knows how to play first base. Cosma, a guy that can play all over the diamond. The ability to have players with multiple skill sets to be able to help out in certain situations, especially when you have a short bench. It's not optimum. Don't want to do it every night, obviously, but you know, these guys, they work at it. It's a good lesson for a lot of baseball players out there, so at every level.
Jurickson Profar, recalled from AAA, had a nice game, finishing with 2 hits and 2 RBIs.
Very good. You know, I think I was playing pretty good at AAA, and it feels good to come here tonight and do exactly what I was doing over there. It feels great.
Has the back and forth been difficult? Has this season been difficult on you to continue to produce and maintain? He commented on how you've held your head high regardless of what's happened.
A little bit, but you know, at the same time, it helps me mentally. You know, knowing myself every day and keep battling. You know, that's who I am.
When you look at this team, how closely are you watching what's going on at this level, or do you try not to think about it?
Try not to think about it. You know, if you think about it, it's gonna be tougher. You know, so just go over there and try to play and play good.
Carlos Gomez belted his 12th homer of the season in the victory.
I mean, you know, we had to finish strong, and we still have 3 games remain. So tomorrow we got a day off, come fresh, and play on the same division against the Anaheim. So finish strong and start from zero for the second half.
Andrew Cashner, you spoke about him and how well he threw the ball tonight. At what point are you thinking that he hasn't given up any hits? Did that enter your mind at all?
No, I mean, the way he be throwing the ball, I don't care if he get a hit or not, but it's really hard today. I have very much chance that he's going to throw an unbelievable game because he be throw the ball exactly where LaCroix point the glove, and the ball sing. He throw the change and throw located everything low. So it's a tough thing to be, and he do it like kind of like easy today.
Up next for the Rangers, they begin a series on Friday at home against the Angels.